there may be some profitability without writing any new, I mean, you're going to write new business, but just anyway, right?
I mean, you're seeing it naturally. That Staff Boom concept is a back office support that is non-customer interfacing. And what they do is they basically help with the ancillary items such as certificates and accord forms and all the things that are really not revenue generating.
But time consuming nonetheless. Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling, here with the episode of Insurance Zone, talking about the acquisitions that they've been doing in the insurance space, why they're the up-and-coming group. They're going to break into the top 50 brokers in the country this year, which is a huge accomplishment. Talking to Jennifer Sevilla. She is the head of acquisitions over there at Insurance Zone, about who they are, what their philosophy is, and what they've been doing. Excited to also talk about today the Agency Success Summit. The first one is going to be held June 1st. It's a virtual summit. It's only 2 hours long, so it's going to be held from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are a member of Insurance Professionals, the cluster style group that gives you direct market access, they're a huge sponsor here at this show, then it's free. It's an absolutely free summit. Non-members can pick up tickets for $50, get your whole agency in there. They're going to be going over a bunch of different stuff like organic growth, marketing, sales, staffing, and a whole lot more. So it's going to be a short couple hour conference, you know, right in the middle of the workday. So that way you can get some work done in the morning, take a break, watch a conference, get some information that can help your agency grow, and then wrap up your day right at the end. So very non-disruptive Agency Success Summit coming up here. The first one, like I said, on June 1st. So there's a link on the website, theinsurancestream.com, to get over there to the Agency Success Summit so you can get yourself registered. And then also the agencysuccesssummit.com is the official website for that conference. So we're excited about that. But yeah, we will jump into our interview with Jennifer Sevilla with Insurance Zone right after this.
Insurance agents, do you find yourself needing more companies to quote your clients through? Are you using aggregators or cluster groups and find yourself waiting on middleman underwriters for approvals on your quotes? Do you want direct access to more insurance companies without the slow, painful appointment process and heavy production requirements? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Insurance Professionals was built especially for you. Insurance Professionals offers agents instant access to top national home, auto, commercial, and life carriers. Our free multi-rater allows you to quote all lines of insurance with one data entry process, and quotes are available instantly. Our program provides direct carrier access to agents so there are no middleman underwriters to wait on. Simply quote your insureds with our free multi-rater, pick the quote you want, and use your own credentials to log in and bind directly on the carrier's website. Our carrier selection includes Travelers, Nationwide, Kemper, Encompass, ClearCover, Chubb, National General, and more. We charge no upfront or monthly access fees. Get started today at becomeaninsurancepro.com. That's becomeaninsurancepro.com.
All right. I am here with Jennifer Sevilla of Insurance Zone. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming in on the tail end of our merger and acquisition series here. You guys, you know, we've heard from a lot of different folks who buy insurance agencies, right? Some people are like, we want agency owners to stay on no matter what. There's been a couple, we want agency owners to leave no matter what. And you guys really have a more flexible approach to how you do your acquisitions, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're extremely flexible. Our deals are all over the place.
That's awesome. And you know, so we were talking right before, you guys, you're thinking that at the end of 2022 here, you're going to be in the top 50 brokerages in the country, which is awesome. That's huge. And you guys are licensed in all 50 states. You have locations in 25. Last year, you did 36 acquisitions. Tell me about when Insurance Zone goes out looking for agencies, or agencies come to you, and that connection process starts of looking at an acquisition. What are you looking for in agencies?
We're looking additive. So a lot of the bigger guys that are out there that will be joining in the top 50 brokerage firms this year are really looking for high commission volume type agencies that, you know, have a higher transaction commission. We're really looking to be additive to the everyday independent community-based independent insurance agency We want to make certain that, you know, the core focuses and the legacies, they all remain in place and really just be there to support the growth strategy that was initially intended. So we, I mean, I would consider us more of a transaction type of agency. We love the, you know, the mom and pops. Yes, we have, you know, multi-million dollar type clients, but typically they've grown with us. So that's kind of our forte. We're looking for the independent agency owners who are looking, you know, to keep their legacy alive.
Perfect. So when, well, let's say that I'm an agency owner and maybe I'm, you know, not looking at retirement yet, because we just had a guy a couple episodes back that, you know, he's looking at kind of all the market conditions, right? And he goes, gosh, they're perfect to sell. Like, you know, you've got low capital gains tax, historically speaking, you've got, you know, historic, you know, valuations on agencies as far as the EBITDA multiples and things like that. So, you know, even though I was 10 years out still, I'm looking at doing this now. So let's say that an agency owner like that comes to you at Insurance Zone and says, hey, Jennifer, I'm interested in looking into this. What is your response as far as like how much of daily operations, decision-making, stuff like that is retained at the agency level for then the agency partner, right? And how much of that is taken in-house at Insurance Zone?
So I would say that is my favorite question to answer, specifically because we have a very unique approach. So Insurance Zone, our CEO and CFO, Norm Hudson and Chris Walters, actually own another company called Staff Boom. And Staff Boom is just that. So just to kind of back up a little bit to answer your question, agency owners are more than welcome to stay. And typically what we're seeing is they want away from the HR, the accounting, they just want to get back and sell insurance, which is what they initially fell in love with. So it's actually very unique, our approach, because what happens is if the agency owner wants to stay in, let's say, a producer capacity, we are able to be additive, like I mentioned earlier, with those services such as HR, accounting, those sorts of features. So we kind of pull that from them. We bring it in-house with InZone, and they get to go back to producing. With that being said, with the Staff Boom concept that we have, that Staff Boom concept is a back office support that is non-customer interfacing. And what they do is they basically help with the ancillary items such as certificates and accord forms and all the things that are really not revenue generating, but which allows that producer to...
But time consuming nonetheless.
It's super time producer to be forward facing in a revenue generating posture with their client more time of the day. So in addition to kind of taking those responsibilities off that the agency owners, you know, want to get away from and get back into that producing type capacity, and also taking those ancillary, you know, duties and responsibilities away from them, they get back to doing what they love, and they get to do it a lot more efficient than typically they're doing it now. So, okay.
Well, that's really cool. So is it kind of like an a la carte type of deal where you can say, you know, I'd rather retain this, but I want to give this up, and you could kind of work that out?
So we are fully integrated. We work on Applied and Epic. So about, you know, 60, 90 days typically after we do acquire an agency, we kind of fully integrate them into our systems. We take off the back office support items like HR, accounting, those sort of things, and kind of run those in-house. We train them on our systems and those sorts of things, the efficiencies and how to run those daily operations. So I wouldn't say it's kind of a pick and choose boutique type style, but it is very, very upfront and communicated appropriately as to what that independent agency will be, you know, how they will be run here in the future. So
sure. So, and let's talk about, you know, I mean, agency owners come to you and say, you know, we're selling. Do you guys form a new corporation? They retain part ownership. They get some Insurance Zone stock, maybe options. And then, what are we seeing as far as the growth of, cause I mean, obviously you guys are growing like crazy, right? And that comes from the agency level of the folks that are coming in and growing. You know, we heard couple episodes back in the series from a player out of Seattle that's huge. And they grew, their 80-year-old agency got acquired. They grew more post-acquisition in 5 years than they had in the 80 years predating. And so, you know, we're seeing that this model works, right? It's just a matter of finding the fit for your agency. So tell me about some of the added resources that agency owners get coming into Insurance Zone, and then some of the growth that you're seeing of those agencies that are coming on board, and then throw in the stock options there and stuff like that on how you guys structure them.
Of course. So all of our deals are structured a little bit different. Of course, it's very typical to have, you know, the purchase price. We do have stock option membership available, depending on the deal. We have earn-out opportunities if you do decide to stay as an agency owner. We have employment options, those sorts of things. But typically, because of those back office resources that we have, the streamline efficiencies that have been proven, and to be fair, the carrier access that we bring that complements the agency sure. itself, plus, you know, the increased contingencies and the commission rates and all the things that we have relationship-wise with our carriers, it's not impossible for a one-stop shop to be able to increase their efficiencies and contingencies and carrier relationships to the level that we have. So those resources. The growth specifically, the retention itself, just because of that back office support, doing the certificates, which, you know, if you take a commercial client, typically they leave because the carrier access might be limited or the pricing. And then typically it's the service thing. And a lot of times it's certificates or billing questions or issues or things like that. Those are all mitigated with the resources that we bring to our partnering agencies. There's really no service issues. We have almost every carrier you can possibly think of. And if we don't have it, it won't be a problem to get it, you know? And then the ancillary items that typically frustrate some of the clients, like the certificate requests, the quickness and efficiencies, we mitigate all those. So the growth, it is exponential, we're seeing.
Sure. And so, I mean, it sounds like that just due to increased, you know, I mean, because the earnouts obviously are dependent upon growth, dependent upon profitability. And a lot of times, you know, for over maybe 3% or 5% or whatever the growth target is, you know, you get $3 for every dollar the agency generates or something like that. Sounds like maybe right out of the gate between maybe some increased commissions, some, you know, doing a little better on the contingency bonuses, stuff like that. Like, there may be some profitability without writing any new, I mean, you're going to write new business, but just anyway, right?
You're seeing it naturally. I mean, with premiums cyclical the way that they are, but typically on the incline, which is kind of what everyone's seeing, you're going to have a natural growth as it is. So you add all the efficiencies that we're going to bring, the streamlining, that, like you mentioned, that, you know, commission, the contingencies, it's a very natural progression to be able to earn a large earnout at the end of your term, correct?
Sure. So tell me about, you know, Insurance Zone, where are you guys headed as an organization? Because, I mean, you know, bigger, right? But where do you guys see Insurance Zone being maybe in 5 years or let's say 10 years?
Oh, man. So we will be in all 50 states. Physically. And that is really, really important for us specifically because, you know, there's local and regional carriers that are vital to that specific community, whether it be coverage or, you know, influence in the area, those sorts of things, pricing, verbiage in the policies, those regional carriers are very important. And as we know, you have to primarily be in a physical location in order to service your clients and also the carrier relationships appropriately. So we will be in all 50 states. Obviously, I would love in the next 5 years, that's kind of our target, but we are looking to expand physically throughout all the 50 states and we're getting close.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So homeowners markets in Florida. Do you guys have those?
Anyone?
The homeowners markets in Florida?
Right now, we're actually not in Florida. That is not a market that we have gone into just yet. There are some, you know, areas that it's very strategic to enter, specifically, again, because you have to be good at what you do. Right. And that's not a market that we have entered just yet.
Okay. Because I know we got a lot of Florida agents that listen to us. And they might sell you their agency just to have access to homeowners markets. You never know, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the right agency will bring us in. But again, it's, you know, it has to be very strategic and that partner has to be appropriate because we want to be additive. Mm-hmm. And it's very important for us not to just be randomly out there buying agencies just because.
Absolutely. I think that's really what we've discovered is, you know, there's a whole menu of options available to agency owners that are looking to partner, become acquired or whatever. And then likewise, right, for you guys that are in the position to, you know, purchase these agencies, acquire them, there's a whole variety of agencies out there. And, you know, picky's not a bad thing because there's plenty of options. There's plenty of, you know, both sides of the equation. So making sure the fit is right benefits everybody in the end. To an agency owner that's thinking about, you know, making that move and going into a merger acquisition, what would be your message to them from Insurance Zone?
I mean, there's several things. Stop listening to everybody's deal. Everybody's structure is different. And the synergies that are going to be looked at as a deficit to one might be, you know, a surplus to another. So I get all the time, you know, what is the multiplier you're going to offer me? And it's like, I don't know. I don't. So what, you know, somebody up the street may be offering you a 9x deal. I may offer you a 6, or somebody may offer you a 7 and I may be able to offer you a 9. You know, it really just depends. So numbers being thrown out there, I got this, is really irrelevant. I mean, there are so many things that make a deal more appropriate for another. Economies of scale, the acquisition of talent if needed in that area, for example, the value of, you know, earnings potential in the future. I mean, we all come up with a different price, even for the same agency. So make sure you're paying attention to what your goal is and be open and honest. If you want to stay for a year, then stay for a year. If you want to exit and, you know, retire the day the deal closes, be open and honest with what you're looking for and find that right buyer. And the price will be right if the deal's right, for sure.
Sure. And you know, we've been able to talk to a lot of agency owners and different folks that have gone through the acquisition process. And, you know, that's one of the things that I know, you know, myself, is that if you're just looking at the number, you know, there's a lot of truth to what you just said for people that are out there listening. You know, if you're going for the top multiplier, how the deal is structured can make all the difference in the world. Because, you know, if you've got a, you know, 8x multiple, 9x multiple, and, you know, you've got, the percentage being paid up front, a percentage being paid on an earnout contingent upon all these different things, especially if you're stepping out all the way, there's so much that can hinge on the success of what you built that, you know, if you're getting the 7x multiple up front, maybe that makes a lot more sense than gambling on the back end. And, you know, you look at these deals, you know, 2-3 years down the road after they're closed, and maybe the deal that was most that appeared to be most profitable on day one actually was in fact not the most profitable in hindsight.
We see it all the time. We see every day I'm looking at deals and I'm like, look, that looks great. If that's your offer and it is a true cash offer, you take it, right? Mm-hmm. And other times I'm like, you really need to look at this. You know, there's, you know, a retention requirements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw a deal the other day and it mentioned something along the lines of, if this happens, then this happens. But they were offering a 12%, you know, turn. And you're like, you realize 12% turn is really 7%. of stock options if the stock option performs like it's projected, which who's projecting it because it's private stock option. So it's like, please read it very carefully and you are 100% accurate. The price today isn't always the price, you know, in 2 years. And that verbiage is vitally important.
Well, and looking at how many of the systems, especially for people stepping away completely, I mean, or people staying on board, right? I guess either way, you know, the systems and processes that'll stay in place, how much control stays at the local level with decision-making, with staffing, with keeping, you know, the guy that does renewals or gal that does renewals on the renewals, you know, not making a bunch of staffing shuffles and stuff like that. It's all key to our growth when the agency is, you know, is privately owned at the local level, and then maybe arguably even more imperative to growth once the acquisition takes place. So Jennifer, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say you are 100% correct. There's we see it often, you know, acquirers or buyers will come in, they'll wipe out all liabilities. I mean, the employees, everything, they bring in their people mm-hmm. and it just ruins. It ruins it. How are you going to have a positive retention when you just took out five of the agents who have the relationships with their clients? Right. So we always do our best to keep all employees. It's our intent to bring the entire team on board and really be additive and not change things up. You're doing it right. Why would we change it?
Yeah. I mean, if it's an asset good enough to purchase, right? It's an asset good enough to keep how it is. But, you know, you guess you find out a lot of things post-acquisition. So I'm assuming that if somebody's coming in, you've got a lot of agency owners that can say, you know, been through the process with insurance zone for this amount of time. You know, they're true to their word, right?
Yeah. And that's important. I mean, you don't get out there and start acquiring to burn your bridges. That's for sure.
Our
deals are always clean. We have an extensive referral list. We have people who have walked away. You know, one of the things that I love to say is, you know, you retire to something, not from something. And we want to help that transition happen. So we have an extensive, you know, list of referrals where, you know, the agency owner has exited, where they've stayed, where their whole team has stayed. And we're happy to connect any, you know, people who are looking to sell with those referral lists just to get an idea of who we are and what we're about.
Sure. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You call me, you email me, you do whatever it is you need to do to get in contact with me. I don't know if we can link something or that sort of thing, but my email is just jsevilla@endzone.com. My cell phone number, text me, call me, is 951-990-6374. Go on our website, it's insurancezone.com, and I'm happy to have a discussion with anyone who has questions.
Well, we certainly appreciate it and wish all the best for you and Insurance Zone in the future.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.